Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
New Zealand racing, it's already underway over there. And Andrew Forsman's trackside, but he's going to join us now about Bobby D, who lines up at Randwick on Saturday. Morning to you, Andrew.
Morning, Andrew.
Just thought we'd get an update on Bobby. Just not everything's gone right. Just getting the right races with this horse.
Yeah, unfortunately, he didn't get in, obviously, to either the Derby or the Cup. The last Saturday, he was sort of scheduled to run in Brisbane, so that was a bit frustrating. But, look, not much we can do about that, but press on. And it looks like he's found a suitable option in Randwick this Saturday.
The one positive thing with him, well, you tell us about softish tracks. We've got a heavy at the moment. It may stay there. Is that any concern or not?
No, not at all. I think he'll relish that sort of ground. Sort of a reasoning behind why we did take him to Brisbane to have a crack at a Derby was if it was wet that we thought he could handle it better than most. And I guess hopefully that's the case on Saturday.
I note that he's had multiple runs on soft, and I guess that's why I was asking about the heavy, but he obviously shows you. I had a look at that Tarapa win a couple of runs ago that before he came over, that he went through it quite solidly there.
Yeah, our soft tracks would be, you know, pretty much what Randwick will be on Saturday, I'd say. You know, I think, you know, our heavy are very, very heavy, and I think the slow tracks that he's raced on at home would be pretty much what he'll strike Saturday.
Okay. Given that he had the run in Brisbane in the Grand Prix, you brought him back to Sydney. What are you hearing?
Really good things. He galloped well on Tuesday morning on what was a very heavy course proper at the Warwick Farm, so the team over there are happy, and I guess now, yeah, it's just a matter of him lining up, and very hard to line the form up as to where he measures up, but having a quick glance at the field, I'm not too up to play with the Sydney form, but I don't think there's anything to be too scared of.
No, it's one of those sort of true winter-type races.
Yeah, absolutely, and I guess, you know, he should handle the ground, and hopefully he handles it better than most of them and can get a bit of stake money for the owners.
What about the draw? Obviously, you know, you'd expect that they're going to spread right across it, but is he a horse from that draw that could be ridden sort of in the first half of the field?
Yeah, he can jump and put himself in the race, and I think that'll probably be the situation on Saturday. I know at Randwick they'll probably look to get off the inside pretty quickly. They normally do there, and if he can just, you know, not panic, probably cut the corner and then angle out into the middle of the straight. Once they balance up, then he'll get his chance.
Yep, understand. It sounds like you're trying to win them some prize money for their patience.
Yeah, a bit of a consolation. they had a trip booked to Eagle Farm for that particular day, and he didn't get a go. So, no, it'd be a nice bit of a bonus for them, really, to get something out of it.
Okay, all right. So that the main thing is Bobby D's going well and performing on the track. Hey, just before I let you go, and I know that you're at the races with a race coming up, but Madison County, can you give us an update there? Our Sydney listeners know the horse really well with the runs in the Randwick Guineas and the placings in the Tullock and the Derby on rain-affected tracks. Is he back in work?
He's back in just a bit of pre-training. He'll probably come back to the stable in a few weeks' time and start to crank up and get ready for a spring assault, whether that's Sydney or Melbourne's yet to be determined yet. So we'll just see how he comes along and make a call closer to the time. But I guess we'd like to get him to Australia sometime later August.
Do you think, in retrospect, is he a 2,400-metre horse or is he a good 2,000-metre horse, do you think, you and Murray?
Yeah, I think we really sort of have him pegged as a mile to 2,000-metre type of horse, particularly once he comes up against these older, more seasoned types. I'm not really convinced he's a stayer. So, yeah, a mile to 2,000 at weight for age. Hopefully he can measure up.
There's some nice races at the 2,000 wherever you go, I guess, isn't there?
Yeah, exactly. So there's really good options, and he's proven himself at the best level. So that's something we have to angle toward, and hopefully he can get the job done.
Okay, we'll wait and see on that. All right, Andrew, thanks for that, mate. Good luck with Bobby D at Randwick.
Thanks, Andrew.